and Evening tried to touch the comb. Ah. Benaway pulled the comb away. We must make a deal. All the while, Arthur and Dekadu watched the commotion the Korrigans were creating, inch by inch. They backed up slowly and crept further away. I want the comb, Ivy snapped. Take the boy. I want the comb, Evening barked. Quickly, give them the comb, Grandpa Foster whispered in Benaway's ear. Benaway tossed them the comb and shouted, I'm taking the boy. Sailing through the air in slow motion, Ivy and Evening reached out to grasp the comb. Four hands caught it and tugged. I want the boy. I want the comb. You take the comb. I'll take the boy. You want the boy. You can't have the comb. Take the boy and give me the comb. Ivy and Evening quarreled over the comb. They gnarled and gnashed, growled and mumbled. Arthur ran as fast as he could and followed Dekadu to the trail out. Benaway snapped to his size. He and Grandpa flew after the boys. Hurry, hurry, don't look back. It will be daylight soon, and we will get you to your family before afternoon. As they ran and flew, they had to stop for a quick rest. Darkness overwhelmed the forest, and the air was thick. A disgusting smell surrounded them. Shadows lurked everywhere. In the distance, they heard someone coming. It was the maidens and several changeling fairies gaining on them. They screamed and shouted, We want the king! Give us Arthur! Arthur yelled, Hurry! We must go! Run! Run again! Benaway, Dekadu, and Grandpa Foster landed on a rock. Benaway called out, It is okay, Arthur. You can stop.